This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Thursday, October 19th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the hospital in Gaza. Horrific story that came out Wednesday morning of a fire at a hospital in Gaza that killed between 200 and 300 people. Now, this is according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, which is controlled by Hamas in Gaza. There's some question about those numbers. An Israeli intelligence analyst who is familiar with Gaza said that the amount of square foot available in the Christian-run medical complex, the Al-Ali Baptist Hospital, just would not allow for that many people physically inside the building. So again, these numbers are questionable. Now, Hamas was very quick to blame the IDF for this, claiming that this was an Israeli missile that struck the hospital and caused the deaths. Many in the foreign media, the non-Israeli media, ran with the Hamas story, which is really curious given that this is an organization that just over a week ago launched a sneak attack against civilians that led to some 12 to 1,300 Israelis dead. Civilians, not military, civilian dead. And now the foreign media, the press, taking the word of this organization as truth. Well, photos of the hospital showed a horrific scene, fire engulfing the hall, shattered glass, body parts scattered through the wreckage and so forth. But the question is this, if this was actually an Israeli missile strike, where is the crater? Because you would have a crater if this had been munition fired from an Israeli F-15. The fact is, it appears that, as according to the IDF, within an hour of the event, there was no Israeli Air Force activity in the area at that time. And in fact, the fire at the hospital coincided with a rocket barrage launched from Gaza toward Israel. Now, bear in mind that between 30 and 40% of the rockets launched by Hamas misfire and fall short, landing inside the Gaza Strip. The IDF later produced what it said was an intercepted mobile phone call between two Hamas operatives, with one telling the other that the rocket had, in fact, been fired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad from a cemetery next to the hospital, that it had misfired and that the fire was caused by the fuel which is intended to carry the rocket all the way into central Israel. NBC News reported that the Biden administration had assessed that it was not an Israeli airstrike that caused it. That's not quite the same as blaming it on Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but at least the Biden administration not blaming Israel for this. And now the media, the non-Israeli media, generally walking back their stories as of Wednesday afternoon. But again, the damage done, because regardless of who launched the rocket at the hospital, the Muslim world was essentially set on fire, and fiery but mostly peaceful protests breaking out outside U.S. and Israeli embassies all throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Topic number 4, Biden in Israel. Joe Biden went to Israel, met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, but canceled a summit, or actually the summit was canceled by the country of Jordan. King Abdullah was set to host a summit in Amman with Biden, the leaders of Egypt, Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas. Ironically, he's got no control over what happens in the Gaza Strip. Why convey authenticity on Abbas? That's another issue. Anyway, Jordan's foreign minister Ayman Safadi said the meeting would be held at a time when the parties could agree to end the war and massacres against Palestinians, blaming Israel and its military campaign for pushing the region to the brink of the abyss. Biden had been expected to go from Israel to Amman and meet with the leaders of Jordan, Egypt, and, of course, the Palestinian Authority. King Abdullah canceling this after the strike on the hospital in Gaza. Biden addressed the press after meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying the right things. You know, Israel is not alone, and so forth. But one wonders at the message that he delivered privately. Israeli friends, I mean, people living in Israel, tell us that the feeling there among many was that the reason Biden chose to visit Israel in the first place was to either delay or head off completely the imminent ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Topic number 3, American politics now. Speaker of the House, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, expected to try again on Wednesday to win the speakership. By the time you watch this, this may all be over, but the shouting. but he did not get the necessary 217 votes on Tuesday to win the speakership. He had lost about 20 Republican votes. He can only lose four because of the Republicans' very narrow majority in the House of Representatives. Jordan did say to the press that he'd had very good discussions with his Republican colleagues. Some Republicans, including two former GOP House speakers on Wednesday, indicated that they wanted the lower chamber to increase the power of Representative Patrick McHenry, who's the speaker pro tempore. He's basically running things until a permanent speaker is named, but he does not have the power to advance any legislation to the floor. So Congress is essentially frozen until such time as a speaker is chosen. Now, if a move to expand the power of McHenry is to succeed, it will obviously need the support of Democrats to make that happen. We will see what happens there. House Democrats on Tuesday uniformly voted for their leader, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. But again, being in the minority, Democrats don't have enough votes to win the speakership for him. Topic number two, biology is reality. Kind of an inconvenient truth published in a peer-reviewed medical journal in Europe, the European Journal of Endocrinology, found that transgender women, in other words, men who say they are women, believe that they are women, taking gender, well, again, euphemistically called gender-affirming hormones, gender-transforming hormones, men taking female hormones like estrogen, up to 95% more likely to suffer from heart disease compared to men. This is kind of a big news, kind of a big story. This is, again, a peer-reviewed, serious medical journal, European Journal of Endocrinology, not a right-wing conspiracy website, saying, look, if you're a dude and you start taking hormones to make you more like a woman, even though you will never be one, you're going to double your risk of a heart attack compared to regular men. This found that all trans people, both men who try to become women and women who try to become men, are at significantly higher risk, their words, of a host of serious and potentially deadly medical conditions, including heart attack and stroke. The authors used health data from 2,671 trans people in their early to mid-20s living in Denmark, compared that to a control group of 26,700 people. The increased risk of any type of heart disease was higher in both transgender men and women compared to the control group. Transgender women, again, men who say they're women, 93% increased risk of heart problems versus the control, 73% higher risk when measured against control women. Transgender men, i.e. women who think they're men, taking testosterone, had a 2.2 times increased risk of cardiovascular ailments. In other words, a greater than double risk. That's like 120% increase compared to control men, and a 63% increased risk over control women. I say this with no joy, because this information is not being told to people who are being told instead that these hormones will transform their biology to conform with their mental state. But the fact is, they're twice as likely to suffer a heart attack or a stroke compared to people who align their thinking with biology. Because at the end of the day, regardless of how you feel about yourself, and there is no one right way or wrong way to live as a man or as a woman, but at the end of the day, your biology is your reality. Coming up, speaking of biology and reality, the Dylan Mulvaney effect claims more victims. That's next on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Before Genesis Master Collection. When you order the Before Genesis Master Collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Before Genesis, The Unauthorized History of Tohu, Bohu, and the Chaos Dragon in the Land Before Time by Dr. Thomas Horn and Donna Howell. In this phenomenal new work, you'll learn about the debate raging between the old Earth and the young Earth creationist groups, what the Earth was like during the without form and void era of Genesis 1-2, how ancient archaeological sites like Göbekli Tepe and the doorway of the serpent point to an intelligent race of beings on Earth alive before the time of Adam and under Lucifer's fallen influence. And for the first time ever, the conclusion to the events of Genesis that merges all contributing voices from not only the young and old creationist groups, but the scientific community as well, into one balanced and agreeable climax. But that's not all. You'll also receive the amazing DVD, What Lies Beneath, The Lost Secrets of the Watchers Below Göbekli Tepe, featuring archaeologist and author Dr. Aaron Judkins and best-selling author Derek Gilbert as they reveal Göbekli Tepe's historical use as a place of watchers' worship, the evidence of a cult that venerated human skulls and reptilian creators, and the links between the god of Göbekli Tepe and the Bible. Also included in this must-have master collection are the digital, downloadable e-book versions of the Earth's earliest ages, Unearthing the Lost World of the Cloud Eaters, and the Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. These three masterpiece works will be available for download immediately when you place your order for the Before Genesis Master Collection and are being included in this offer absolutely free. All of these items hold a retail value of over $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Before Genesis Master Collection right now.
Item number one today, more victims fall due to the Mulvaney effect. New York Post reports that a California marketing firm linked to the disastrous Bud Light marketing campaign featuring Dylan Mulvaney, a young man who is cosplaying or LARPing as a woman, has fired several top executives as part of a major restructuring. Now, this company called Captive 8, Captive with the numeral 8, canned 13 staffers after a junket to the French Riviera. They attended some industry event on the French Riviera that they said didn't affect their bottom line. It was paid for by their clients and so forth. Okay, fine. They fired 30 employees. That's about 20% of its workforce in the latest round of layoffs, according to the New York Post. It's not clear whether this shakeup, which happened on September 28th, was a direct result of this, but as one person told the New York Post, they weren't firing anybody before April 1st, which was when this campaign launched. And I'll say again, because it was on April 1st, it took a few days for me to decide, okay, this is not just an April Fool's joke. They really are trying to sell Bud Light with this young man. Obviously, that hasn't worked. It's been disastrous for Bud Light, for Anheuser-Busch as a whole, and now apparently for the marketing firm behind this advertising campaign. Revert back to story number four, biology is reality. Skywatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, and what we do beyond commenting on the news. This is just a small portion of what we do. Mainly, it's to raise funds for Whispering Ponies Ranch, where we work with ministries dealing with children at risk, children in the foster care system, teens who need their lives changed. And the love of Jesus Christ does that. We do it through your support. During the month of October, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the novel Ebenezer, the wonderful story by Donna Howell that picks up the story of Scrooge from Christmas Day onward. How was his life changed? Find out. This tells the story. And we'll send you a copy if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your gift of any amount, no minimum. Find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button. Go to our store, skywatchtvstore.com. You can follow the link there or call us toll-free during business hours, 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about creation and dinosaurs. Was that all part of, did God create the dinosaurs as part of creation? And if so, why are they gone now? Just one of the puzzling questions. Skeptics like to bring that kind of thing up when they want to challenge the authenticity and Truth Claims of the Bible. It's part of our six-week investigative series on the book by Donna Howell, Before Genesis. Don't miss the program. You'll find it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it over the air on one of our network affiliates. You'll find that schedule posted, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now at our Roku or Apple TV channels. We've got both of those. If you've got a set-top box, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for your box. You can also watch it right now at the YouTube channel for the main programs, youtube.com/skywatchtvnow, or our Rumble channel, which has all of our video content, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, get our free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. That guarantees all of our content comes right to you and no cancellations. We will not be canceled from our own app. We've got versions for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we've got links to their app stores posted at our website to make it convenient. You'll find it in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.